My mother, I remember when she was young, when she would tell us about when she was young, and she wore long dresses.
Yes, and they couldn't see the feet.
And they were made out of stiff stuff. Did you ever wear?
No,
rustling?
I didn't wear none of them. But I've seen a few folks with them, but these, they used to make dresses called hoop skirts.
Yeah.
They put a ring in them or something, and they just stand out all the time. I ain't never seen nobody with one on them, but I've seen them. And when I come along, they wasn't wearing these dresses here, you here, and here the tail of your dress back there.
Uh-huh.
They had them down to the instep, down. Well, you just could see the feet.
Well, how did you make them sound when you walked? Sort of, you know.
Man.
How did they rustle when you walked? How did you make them sound stiff?
I never did wear them. I never see nobody with now one of them on. But one way they made them sound, they made the starch, stiff starch, and they'd have them stiff. And when they walk, when they get them on, and they walk, them things they just sometimes your shoes be crying. And the dresses be rattly. But now, I never did. I've seen that. But I didn't use it. I didn't want mine like that. But some folks did, and they did that. I had my dresses down to my ankle. I had good dresses that long. But I never wore them where they hide my whole feet. But I've seen folks wear
them. How come George got away with so much, Miss Daisy?
Because his family helped him.
Well, yes. But they didn't help the others. Now, he must have had something that they, liked.
Nothing but his black self. He ain't never had nothing.
Well, he's a good talker.
And he ain't gonna have nothing.
He's a good talker, Miss Daisy.
He is a good talker. He's a good talker. And if he'd had any help, he would be a good man.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the right kind.
Well, he can talk to you and make you think that everything's going to turn out all right.
Uh-huh. He can talk to you and even make you think that. He can't talk to me and make me think it.
Yeah.
He can't talk to Doris and make her think it. Now, me and Doris, we can talk with George and tell him anything. Because, see, we know him. We know what he can do with. Now, she got another boy. Her older than, I think he next to Hillary. He's in service. He went to service. She hadn't seen him in years and years. Just like I ain't seen mine. Well, now, him and George is brothers. But they never could agree.
Uh-huh.
When they's together, or close together, they's fighting all the time. Or somebody's keeping them from fighting. Well, you know how some folks is. I'm like that. I don't want to feel like you just picking at me for something. Well, that was their trouble. This boy was away. He's lots lighter than George, his color. He's kind of brown skin. Well, him and George get in an argument. And somebody he'll call George, your black so-and-so, and that's a fight.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's a fight. Call me by my name or don't call me at all. I'd laugh and tell him. I said, well, George, when he called you black, he didn't nickname you. He said, but my name George. You know, some folks is so, I don't know. Now, some folks, they don't want you to call them black. Some folks, they don't want you to call them a nigger. Well, what do that hurt?
And they don't want you to call them a boy.
Uh-uh. Well, what do that hurt?
Miss Daisy, I don't know what's wrong with me. I got so I just bust everything.
Bust everything? Well, you didn't bust nothing that time.
No.
Because I was going to hold the stuff.
But George has got that way with him. He's right gay. And he always been that way.
Always been that way.
Good company.
Always been that way.
You love to be around him.
Oh yeah, I like to be around him. I used to be around him a lot, but I can't catch up with George now. He ain't got time to fool with me.
Yeah. He never did get sensible.
That's like a whole lot of folks. If you live to get 90 years old, ain't got no more sense than you had when he was 9. You know, good thinking sense. Sometimes you can think for him. You can think of something and tell them, and they'll do it. Sometimes you can't do nothing. You can't tell them nothing. Now, you see, I've got one over there. You can't tell him nothing.
No.
No, you can't tell him nothing. And I look at him sometimes and wonder. He made me kind of pee the other day. I said, I want you to tell me something. Why do you probe and ramble and throw down things like you do? I said, what are you looking for? Looking for what I can find. I said, well, you ain't lost nothing there, did you? He said, no, and sometimes I think it's something wrong with his mind.
Yeah.
I didn't think he would.
Well, you just can remember everything yourself, Miss Daisy. So you see, you don't have no feeling for people. In- Let me tell you, George, what is he? He gay. What is he like? He love to dance and have a good time.
Oh yes, but you know when they dance and they have everything, this goes to these jokes, a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Or get together. Sometimes to go to Ocala, sometimes to go to Williston, sometimes to go to Gainesville, to them gyps and things that.
How long have they done that?
They don't have much to do with Bowdoin. That's too little.
Oh.
That's too little.
Well, that's just recent. The gyps just recent, though.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't go way back. They haven't been doing that long.
No, they haven't been doing that long. But Bowdoin used to be all the place they knowed to go. They'd stop there, but when they finally see big place, you know, it costs some money when they go down to Ocala and Gainesville and Williston.
You mean George goes down there?
Yes, George go down there. So he go.
Him and who?
Him and whoever he take a notion to catch.
He still does that.
He still does that.
Yeah. Now he's always
done.
Now
he don't never take a notion to catch his wife, and she don't never get a chance to go.
Yeah.
She stay home, and he's out having a big time.
Yeah.
Yes, he's always done that.
Yeah.
I tell my family, man ever had a wife, George Mitchell got one.
Yeah.
I said, I couldn't put up with him and stay with him like Martha for nothing. No, I just couldn't stand on him.
You know,
he don't have no more respect for her and nothing. But she don't worry about it. She just as fat as she can be. Go on. Work every day she can get a job.
But George can really have a good time, Miss Daisy.
He sure can. He can have a good time and do it. George got so much hair. If his mom got half time, he can get it. I have known George to not hit a lick of wet in 5 weeks. Not a lick. He lived.
Lived well.
Hmm?
He lived well.
Yes, sir. He lived. Now, Marcy, she had worried and sought and wondered and waited. She don't have to worry about him now. She's got her children grown.
Yeah.
Up. And they don't forget her. No. She got a grown son. And 3 grown daughters.
Yeah.
And they see her every week. More than once.
Oh, really?
They do. To see how she's getting along.
Oh, I wish you see that little titmouse? Tom mm-hmm. Tit. That's a little Tom Tit. He got a crest. Why, Faye, where is Mamu?
Hello?
Oh, we had a nice talk this morning. You know.
Yes, we did.
Let me tell you.
I thought she was going to be up. She must not feel good this morning.
She gets busy doing things in there, and she just don't care.
Yeah, they get to that, sister.
We kept saying, and Frances kept saying, she says, I want to see Miss Daisy, and I want to see Miss Bessie. Mm-hmm. And you know, she didn't see Holly at all. She just come down there, and I don't know what it is. It's good.
Well,
that's
it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. You know what? We've lost the scissors, and I've been looking for the scissors.
Oh, ain't going to seem something.
I can't find them anywhere. I've just looked all over everywhere. I just happen every once in a while I think of something to, somewhere to go look.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up just then. I went up in the front room. I happened to think of the couch. I thought maybe, you know, might have been down on the pillows.
That's
in the couch.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't find them. Mm-hmm. My daughter had them, my other daughter that was here.
What was she?
Had them fixing something, using mm-hmm. them, and we haven't seen them since. And I don't know where she could.
Well, you have to call and say, what did you do with them scissors?
Well, I put them back where I got them, that's what she'd say. I don't know, and we've looked where they stay all the time, where Faye keeps them, and so they're not there. I've taken out everything in the drawer where they stay. So I can't, I was kind of trying to cut something, and I had some little in my little work thing I brought down here with me, a little old scissors like that, and they're dull as they can be, and they won't cut a thing. So I said, well, I can't do anything until I get some scissors. Now, you been all right?
Yes, sir. I think I've been doing pretty good.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. And you still work for it?
Yes,
How often do you go? You don't go every
go,
day. Just a few days.
Friday and Saturday.
Oh, you do. Fridays and Saturdays.
That's what I've been doing now for about 5 or 6 weeks.
Well, she hadn't been she just began to teach, I guess, again, hadn't she? Or is she teaching?
Well, you know, she's been teaching all the time.
All the summer?
Yes, ma'am.
She has.
But she ain't teaching this year.
Oh, she's quitting. Yeah.
She's been home ever since school closed.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So she said she might teach some.
Substitute some, I guess.
If they need her, get them tight and can't get nobody.
Uh-huh.
Some kind of class she teaches.
Yeah.
But
she comes. Uh-huh.
Finally, they got somebody. She didn't have to go.
She didn't have to go. Uh-huh.
Oh.
So you don't have to go as much. I don't go every day.
Mm-hmm. But I have to come over here every Tuesday morning.
Tuesday? Have to come over here?
Every Tuesday morning.
You got that set. Have you to come on Tuesdays?
Yes. Well,
you didn't get in last Tuesday, did you? That's right. We didn't get in until Tuesday noon. Last week.
Mm-hmm.
I got here at about noontime.
Tuesday.
Uh-huh, Tuesday last. I've been here a week.
You've been here a week?
Been here a week. Well, my daughter's gone on down and her husband.
She's nobody seen.
Yeah.
You know, that's the first time I've seen her husband.
First time I've ever seen him. Oh, mm-hmm. Well, he's a fine man.
Mm-hmm.
Fine man. He has some. He does a lot of good. He works hard. He works, but he takes time out to fish.
That's right.
He takes his recreation.
Well, yeah. I think you need a little time.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes.
He, because he goes in such high gear.
That's right.
He has to.
Well, I always thought fishing was work.
You think, well, it'd be work for me. Yeah, you always thought, but you like to do it, didn't you?
I used to love to fish.
Uh-huh.
But that's when I was home. We didn't have big lakes like this. We fish on the creek.
Uh-huh. Fish in the creek.
Yeah. But I don't bother about fishing here.
No. Mm-hmm.
My goodness, it's so growed up. I don't know
what's in those leaks. In those lakes, too.
That's right. Yes.
Might be an alligator in there.
And there's plenty of them in there.
Plenty of them in here, down here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they want them protected, they say, too.
Hmm.
Yeah. They want them to not to kill them or destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what good they do. They must do some good.
Against
the law, isn't
it? Against the law. It said, somebody said, if you could catch him and just keep him, let him be free and keep him until you could get Ross Allen, the man that runs a zoo, or something, to take him. Yes,
over the counter,
kind of keep him. Keep him till you could get him and let him take him.
Uh-huh.
It'll be all right. Mm-hmm. But you better not try and try
to do it. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I said, well, I guess they think he knows just how to do it. I said, I wouldn't want him. No way.
I wouldn't do it. Oh, I think they're ugly.
They is. And it looks dangerous.
Dangerous. Just terrible. Well, what if you just got started coming up here on Tuesdays and you come up here and just talk with them, do you?
Just come up here and
visit with them?
Visit with them.
Well,
I've been coming up here now.
Ever since, I guess, for last year, you came up here when I was here.
Uh-huh.
Last year, so I think maybe about the first time you
was here when I come over here
about a year
to see you.
Uh-huh. You came up to see me.
Well, it's been steady ever since.
Been steady. Uh-huh. Well, I think
I must go.
They look like these. Mary, she's so hungry. She's
probably dressing, I imagine, because I think we're going in town. And I think that he has a class, I think, about noon or something. He probably have to get in the class time. Well, what do you do when they get home?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Woo! There's so much to do there.
At your house? Just you there?
Yes, my house, yes.
Oh.
But you never catch up with your housework.
No, that's right. Same thing has to be done over
there. Done over and over. And then you look around and see something ain't been done.
It hasn't been done, that's right. You make your bed up and... This morning, it's got to be made tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Then maybe it's got to be cleaned. And you got to clean the clothes. And you got to wash. You got to iron. You got to... So a woman's work is never done. Never done.
I hope tomorrow's a pretty day.
What do you want to do? Wash?
I want to wash.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow.
Is that your day usually to wash on Wednesdays?
Well, it's got to prayer.
You just have to wash?
Day I catch.
Yet you have to wash then.
And I wash. The first good bright day. So I picked
up. Now, how's Bessie? I haven't seen her.
Well, she's doing pretty good. She was over to the house yesterday.
I see.
She's doing pretty good.
Bessie said she hadn't been real well, though.
But you know what I tell Bessie when she tells me that? I said, means they ain't gonna be real well.
Well, Daisy, that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. We are not gonna be real well.
No use in you worrying about that, Bessie.
That's right.
I said, we ain't gonna be real well.
We've gone past that time. We live in borrowed time anyway.
I said, you ought to think this and you better.
Yeah.
I'm wonderfully blessed.
I think
about you can get up and walk around
and
you can wait on yourself, you don't have to wait for nobody to feed you, you don't have to wait for nobody to bring you nothing.
Yeah.
I said, I think about the folks that's just helpless
with
a baby.
Yeah.
I said, they can't get a thing, but what can they get?
That's right. I'm so thankful. Now, how old are you? Bessie and I are about the same age.
Me?
You're not as old as Bessie.
I'm 78.
Yeah, you're not as old as Bessie, I'll soon be 87.
And still doing.
Well, I don't do much.
But think about what you've done.
That's right, I'll think about what I've done.
What
I don't do much. I piddle around. My eyes are the worst thing about me. I don't see too good.
Yes.
But thank you. I can see to do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I can see to get around, and I can see. I do a lot of little work with my hands.
That's what I was saying. Look at the nice work you can do.
Yeah.
That shows you can see.
I can't read. That's my own thing. I can't read. Now, I miss that, of course, a lot. But with the television and with the radio and all that,
you can
friend and I can listen. And I guess I have a recorder that I have the New Testament on tonight, so I can... Just put that on and listen to it, I get all of those and hear that, when I want to, and get other things too.
Then you'll be down a little longer.
Yeah, I'm going to stay a good while. You think it's time for you to go? I'll go call Faye and tell them.
Are we all going?
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'll put on my coat.
And we'll just take her as we go.
Thank you.
Here's some green pieces with hemlock. Thank you. Well, I ain't got another thing.
I had put peppers in the rye.